days in Egyptians. And so it comes up.
And you mean to us, I told you, I have to give the first aliyah to the Kohen, and the second aliyah to the Levi, and the third aliyah to Yisrael. What happens if there is no Kohen? So you must then some Kohen, Yisrael da HaKavilo. What does it mean, Yisrael da HaKavilo? So Rashi has two interpretations. One shot in Rashi is that you're not obligated to give, since the Kohen isn't getting the first aliyah, so you're not obligated to give the Levi an aliyah. People by the bottom think if you have to give, there's no time, you must give the lady the first time. So Rashi says that that's not correct. But you don't have to give the lady on the aliyah. Unless the lady happens to be the biggest tamachok and who's there, then you're supposed to give the first aliyah because he's the greatest tamachok. But if not, then Rashi says you're not mukhif to give the lady an aliyah if you don't want to. Sapshma. And Rashi has another pshat in the name of these rabbisos that you're forbidden to give the lady the first aliyah. Unless he happens to be the greatest tamachok. And again, he happens to be there then. So the first shot in Rashi that you're not obligated to give the lady the first aliyah. You can understand, because when it says Mispada Havilo, it means that the Chachamim are misakin to keep the coin lady yourself. If you don't have a coin, so you're not going to fulfill a Chachan of Chachamim anyway. Or this in the Raisa, just learned that from Sukkim perhaps. So you're not completely, you don't gain or lose anything by calling up the lady first. Why should Rashi in the second shot? That's how we pass in the Shachanah. We don't pass in the second shot. Rashi in the second shot says in Sparda Chavira that it's forbidden to call up the lady first. Here's the Torah Soledad, used to be mocked for that sheet of Rashi. When there would be a claim, so he would tell him they would always want to call him up, so he said they shouldn't call him up because the Choshish for that sheet. And he's not saying in the Shachanah that if the lady happens to be the greatest Tamachachim who's there at that time, so if I care, then you should call up the lady first, the Torah Tamachachim, not the Torah lady. So he said he wanted to remind the boys of the Rashi. He didn't want to take the first aliyah as an act of limud, that they should know that there's such an opinion on Rashi that it's forbidden to call up the lady for the first aliyah. So what's the deal on that sheet? Why should it be forbidden? The most you can say is, the maximum you can say is, that there's nothing to gain, nothing to lose, because you're not going to fulfill the Takana Sachanim anyway. Why should anybody say that it's forbidden? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the pshat was as follows, that we have a din of Vikidashto. Vikidashto, the Gemara says, means Lachadovish Vikidush, Lachtach Rishon, Lachach Rishon, Lalitha Mani Yata Rishon. That's the Gemara in Gitman, Dachman Tati. You have to be Mechabe de Koyin. Included in that din to be Mechabe de Koyin, Rav Soloveitchik thought, is included that you shouldn't be Mechabe de Levi as much as the Koyin. Because if you're going to be Mechabe, let's say I have to stand up when my Rebbe passes by. But if I stand up when the professor, when the speech professor passes by, in the same way that I stand up when the Rebbe passes by, the guy talks to me, the guy's an apikoris, but it'll turn out that the kibbutz that I gave to the Rebbe is Mishkin kibbutz. I give the same kibbutz to the Moon of Robin, and then we should talk to them to Robin as well. So what kind of a kibbutz is it? So it's implicit in the mitzvah of the kidashto that you have to be mechabed the kohanim, that you're not supposed to be mechabed anybody else, which is the same way. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to step on him. Doesn't mean you have to be mevazeh the other people, but it means you have to show more kavod to the kohen than anybody else. And if you're going to call the lady first, when there's no kohen, you're going to call the lady first because he's a lady, by virtue of the fact that he's okay, you have to call somebody first. What are you going to do? No first aliyah. We'll skip the first three truths and start from the fourth pasuk. What's the only two aliyahs to start from the second aliyah? So you can't. You have to, someone has to get the first aliyah. But you give. Call Misha Yirta, call Anar, and you give whoever happens to be around. You don't go out of your way to be mechabit somebody to get the first. Tamachachim is a different story. Tamachachim, Yikradin should get the first ali even when you have a kohen. Tamachachim is kohen mekohen. So we don't do that because, Ashayla, why we don't do that? The Rambam writes that it's wrong, that we don't do that. Adayoyim Azad, the Rambam writes that we should continue to give the Tamachachim the first ali. And the Vilna Gohen used to take the first ali even when there was a kohen on Simchas Torah night. All year long he didn't do it. And at Simchas Torah night, they hold the quote of Maaseh Rav, he was mocked to go according to the Din of the Gemara. So why don't we give the Talmud Chacham the first aliyah when you have a Kohen? So generally assume that this is a Takana Sadonim. But they made a right Takana, wrong Takana. That's what we assume. This is one of the Takana Sadonim in order not to have Machloikis. The Gemara says in order not to have Machloikis, that the Kohen is not allowed to be Meichel on his first aliyah, because the Kohen will be Meichel to you, and he'll let you take the first aliyah, but you won't be Michael to him. So then there's going to be a machlokes in shul. Why will you Michael to him if you want Michael to me? And they made a takanas from the coin, should never be Michael. But still, Megina the Gemara, if there's a Talmud Chacham who obviously gets Gedima to the coin, Talmud Chacham gets aliyah, not the coin. So that's what the Gaon made a takanas, Vaita Mishum, Mitzneha Machlokes, that Mitzneh Dr. Shalom, that you shouldn't give the Talmud Chacham the first aliyah because the coin will feel bad. Who says that he's a bigger Talmud Chacham than me? Maybe I'm a bigger Talmud Chacham than him. Maybe we're equal. In order that people shouldn't feel bad, so they made a takona that the Kohen always gets first lair. How can you make a takona lack of government at Torah? If it's a din deraita, you have to be mechaber the Talmud Chacham. So who gave the Gaonim the right to be a government at Torah? The Gemara says, Yeshkach, the Yad Chachamim, lack of government at Torah, the Shevi Al Tassi. That's the Chachamim, the Chachmi Ha Talmud had a right, but the Gaonim also had a right. So it's a Torah in Gaonim. So that's what the Rambam writes, that he doesn't like, the Rambam and the Pirish HaMishnayis, right? He doesn't like this minig that the Gaonim instituted. But in the half of Kali Sol, they follow the Gaon. Now everybody follows the Gaon. So the so Rav Soloveitchik interpreted that perhaps that's the beer in the Rashi. That if you're going to the second opinion of Rashi, he's going to call up a Levi to the first Aliyah by virtue of the fact that he's a Levi, then it comes out that you're being mechabed the Levi as much as the Kohen. So that's already a violation of the Kiddush. The Kiddush means you have to be mechabed the Kohen in a conspicuous fashion under normal circumstances. And that includes that you should never be mechabed any Levi to the same extent as the Kohen. This is the story that we all know from Pascal. Pascal writes in his book, Pensee, his book on Torah, that Pascal Hayanachwi, no, who Hayanach, that someone may have a taina against me, that what was I mechadish in my book? Every idea that I have is found in earlier books and the other philosophers. So he says, that's not kasha, because even if you write some original thought, someone can also have a taina. Well, your mechadish, every word is found in the dictionary. So the terrace is, every word is found in the dictionary, but it's not put together in a sentence. I put it together, I made a sentence that has a new chiddush that's not found in the dictionary. Or I made a poem out of it. You look in the dictionary, it's not in the form of a poem. So even if I take, Pascal writes, even if I take the exact same ideas that exist, every idea that I have in my book appears in a philosophy book that preceded me, but the arrangement of the ideas that I give gives a whole different uptight to each and every idea. If you say that this is the klal and that's the yotzman klal, I have, let's say, two dinim, I have two ideas, I have A and B. So I believe in A and B, you believe in A and B, but if I believe that A is the klal and B is the yotzman klal, you believe that B is the klal and A is the yotzman klal, then it's a whole different hashkafa salem. It's a whole different thing. Even though I subscribe to A and to B and you subscribe to A and to B, but if I put them in a different arrangement, one is the ikra and one is the tafel, one is the cloud, one is the ultimate cloud, then it's a whole different work. And it gives a mashal amad over doyma, the Pascal amad, it gives a mashal amad over doyma, that when you play ping pong, this is what's the whole work in playing ping pong or playing tennis, where you put the ball, that's the whole work, where you place it. I put it over there on the end of the table so you can't knock it back. I bop the tennis ball so far out that you can't hit it back and so on. So it says, that's the whole work over here. I take words from the dictionary and I put them in a poem form, I put them in a sentence. I arrange them in such a way that I come up with a new idea. The arrangement is the chiddush, is the grach chiddush. So if I take ideas that exist already and I put them in a different arrangement, then it gets the panim chadosh as bo'ol ha'kan. So that's the same idea that Rashi in the second sheet is stressing, that that you have to have the proper perspective on everything. It's the same as shmiras ha'mitzvahs. We're talking about Orthodox people. All the Orthodox people fulfill, we subscribe to all the 613 mitzvahs. But it's a difference. Which mitzvah do we consider a mitzvah chamura, which is a mitzvah kal? Even though we try to observe all the mitzvahs kalot and mitzvahs chamurot and mitzvahs deraita and mitzvahs derabanan, but you have to have the proper perspective, and you have to know exactly what's more important than what. So the marshal, you have Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Tovim, deraita. Those we have to observe very strictly. Then you have Chanukah, Purim, Yom Tovim, derabanan. Those are the minor holidays. That's in all the books. They're the major holidays and the minor holidays. So the little holidays. And you have Lag B'Omer, whatever, the lower holiday. So we in our yeshiva, we like to celebrate Yom HaTzmaut. So why do we celebrate Yom HaTzmaut? Because it's Oyla Al Kulana. It's the biggest yontif. We have Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and Sholosh Regalim. Then we have the high holidays. That's what they call it. I don't know what's exactly the high holidays. The Yom HaTzmaut. Then you have the chief of all the high holidays is Yom HaTzmaut. It's not so. We know what Yom HaTzmaut is, don't we? Do we or do we? Yom HaTzmaut is a yontif when we celebrate Haskalta de Gula, Al Pi Pashtus. What are we celebrating? We say every year the same beer, L'chori the Rizadin of Baal Tosif. The Gemara implies in Rosh Hashanah, that's how the Mefarshim explain on the Gemara, the Ramban HaChumash and the Sfatemis on the Gemara explain the same Taish, that you're not permitted to institute a yontif that should be celebrated by Gans Klal Yisrael world over and above the Amitayim that are recorded in the Chumash. You have Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So what right do you have to celebrate Chanukah and Purim? If you had a Yeshua like the Chayyadim, right, there was a stranger in his home and he almost got killed and then he was Mitzvah. In the end of the Chayyadim, the end of his Kuskum, the very first page. And he writes it every year on that day he would celebrate. And that's a private function. He celebrates, the Bnei Beis will celebrate. And maybe, and Rav Soloveitchik said that in his family, I think he said they were descendants of the Tosfos Yontif, I don't know exactly how. And the Tosfos Yontif once almost got killed and then he was Mitzvah, so they used to have a Suda Sodeh every year and all of his descendants had a Suda Sodeh. So it's Nicha, that's a family affair. That's not a violation of Baal Tosfos, that's like a Mitzvah of Korban Torah. The Torah says you have to bring a Korban Torah and thank Hashem Yisbarah for whatever it is that you want to be thankful for. So that's not a violation of Baal Tosfos. Korban Torah is a Rishut. It's an Indian to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kohol Rav and the presence of other people. Fine, that's the Kiddush Hashem, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pray. But to establish a holiday for Gan Tzfal Yisrael to celebrate, that's already not so posh. That's what the Chayei Yodam says on the last page in the Sefer. And the Malbim in his commentary on Megillas Esther and Perek Tes says the same thing. Malbim wasn't only on the Forish on Tanakh. We have an image of the Malbim that he wrote Parshonis on Mikra. The Malbim was one of the Gedolei Hador of his generation. Chaim Moshe has his, in one of his letters, which I quote in my Vater in the Beis Yitzchok, famous Vater. Chaim Moshe writes in one of his letters, why is it that when the Rabbeinu Hirsch had the shayla about the Auschwitz, whether they should remain with the Reform in one religious organization or they should break off, how come Rabbeinu Hirsch didn't send the shayla to the Malbim and to the Maharil Diskin and to the Gdolei Ungar and to the Gdolei Litva? And he says because it wasn't a shayla. It's certainly mutter to be with the conservative and the reform. It's just a shayla of politics. Is it going to work out good for the Jews or bad for the Jews? Are they going to win by us being with the conservative and the reform? Is it going to be better for them or is it going to be better for us? So the Malbim doesn't have your hasid. The Malbim knows how to pass the shayla. But he doesn't know what's going on in Germany. He doesn't know what's going on in Austria. He doesn't know what's going on in their communities. But it's going to be better or worse for the Orthodox. So that's why they couldn't send the shayla to him. They can't pass for such a shayla long distance. But the Malbim was considered one of the Gedolei Hador. How come we don't have any Shabbos Shachuvas in the Bam? How come we don't have a Svar? We just have the little Sefer Arat Yisachayim in the beginning of Orachayim. So Rav Soloveitchik tells over a story. Rav Yanky Kamenetsky tells over the same story. I don't know if they got it from the same source or from two different sources. Sometimes other people also tell over the story. That when the Malbim wrote his Sefer Arat Yisachayim, he went to visit some Sefer in Presburg to ask for Haskam. So that some Sefer was very impressed by him and he gave him Haskamah. I think it's printed in the Sefer. Then he was very mechabed him. Some Sefer was very mechabed the Malbim as a young man. He was a very young man. I think he was still a teenager or something. Before the age of 20, Dabtach. And he had him sit right next to him in shul the whole Shabbos. And they were talking and learning a lot. So very late, when it was already after Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, and it was dark in the shul, they had no electricity. They had no electricity. They didn't have goyim turn on and candles. So it was dark in the shul. When everybody came back into shul to daven Ma'ariv, the Malbim was very arangaton and learning. He was very involved in learning. He was thinking and learning. He was a little bit absent-minded when he was thinking and learning. So by mistake, he sat down in the Rav seat. He sat down next to the Sefer seat. So one of the Balabatim walked over and he started to tell him, young man, that's the rabbi's seat. Get up and go sit somewhere else. So the some Sefer saw that they were going to chase him away. So he said in Yiddish, let him stay where he is. Don't bother him. Let him stay with you. So the Malbim, when he heard that from the Chassam Sefer, he sort of woke up from his trance. He was fatrak, and he realized that he was sitting in the wrong seat, and he felt very bad. He felt that that was a curse. He took it as a curse, but the Chassam Sefer said he should stay on the level of learning that he is. The Lord Leiden Dvar is, let him stay on that level of learning. And from then on, he never wrote any Chidushi Torah. From then on, he only wrote on Tanakh. Ad Kam Sof. No, it's not a mitzvah cholila v'chaz. Not a mitzvah tumpur. He felt at that time that that was like a kishkov v'shiyotim alifne hashalot, like the Gemara has in different times. Sometimes in Samachok he says something kidding, even in a joking sense, and he doesn't mean bad at all. He means good, but sometimes the Gemara says if Samachokim, the Gemara speaks about a kilas chokim and a birchas hedyo. Plenty people know how to give brachas. Hadyotim know how to give brachas. Chacham know how to give charamim. Kilas chacham. They know how to give a curse. So sometimes the Gemara says the klal of the chacham is so strong that even on tanai, afilu bechinam and afilu al tanai and afilu if he didn't mean it, even if it's only a shkoga shiotim lifnei hashalev, the Gemara still says that it'll be mekuyim. So that some sefer didn't mean it as a curse, but the Malbim felt as if that was like a kilas chacham detoy. So he said that from then on, he only had the ability to write on Tanakh. He no longer had the ability to be mechadish in halach. But the Malbim writes in his commentary on Tanakh, on Megillah Esther and Perek Tes, the same as the Chayorim. Chayorim is also a big poset. They both write the same thing, that klal that the Magen Avraham quotes in Hilchos Purim, in the name of the Tshuvas Maharam al Shaka, that whenever a person or a family or a community had a yeshua, they can institute a holiday to celebrate every year. That's only if it's on a private level. But if it's for Gam Kvali Yisrael, then the Gemara implies in Rosh Hashanah, that's how the Ramban and the Sfasemis learn, and that's how they seem to learn also, the Malbim and the Chayorim, they both learn, that you have a problem about Tesis. Unless it conforms to the rules and regulations of Megillas Tainis. His Mam Bashem used to celebrate every week. Every week there was another Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov lasted for a couple of days on a stretch. It was Adam Tzior Fela. They were celebrating all year long. There were holidays when they didn't say Tachman, they didn't have Hester, they didn't have Tainis. What were they celebrating all the time? So the Pashtus in the Gemara is that all of the celebrations, the Gemara Roshana, Daf Yud Ches, that all the celebrations have to have some kind of a connection with Binyan Beis HaMikdash, or Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, or improving the Avoda, or improving the Kohuna Gedolo, or improving the ability of the Beis Nagdol to function, the Beis Nagdol being also part of the Beis HaMikdash. So whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, the Torah says it's a mitzvah to celebrate. The Rabban HaChumash and the Rabban HaSeichah mitzvahs count that as one of the Taryag mitzvahs in the Torah. Different shitas had a count of minyan mitzvahs. The Ramban sheet is that it's a mitzvah to make a Chanukah Habayis whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't come up so often, but it comes up when you make a Chanukah's Beis HaKnesses. Because we discussed that the Ramban and the Ran have a machlokes, what's the Gedra of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Ramban sheet is that it has the status of Tashmish and Mitzvah Bizman Mitzvah, like a Talis, or like Dalad Minim, or like Sukkot, Hooks in the Mitzvah Bizman HaMitzvah. So the Beis HaKnesses, where people daven, is a Hooks in the Mitzvah Bizman HaMitzvah. Called man that it's used for prayer. So it's a Heftosha Mitzvah, it's an object, the walls of this structure are an object which enable people to daven better. So it has a status of a Tashmish and Mitzvah, that's not a Tashmish and Dusha. Rabban holds that it's a Tashmish and Mitzvah, Bizman Mitzvah, so it's a Chal Shem Shamayim, like by Sukkah, very often the process by Sukkah. And the Ran and Megillah disagrees with the Ramban and Perek B'nei Ha'ir. Both the Ramban and the Chidusha, many disagrees. He thinks that it's much more, because the Gemara says in Megillah that a Beis HaKnesses is a Migdosh Miyat. We discussed this here on Pashas Tetzaveh, so it has not only a status of Tashmish Mitzvah, it has a status of Tashmish Dusha, like the Beis HaMikdash, has a status of a Tashmish Dusha. So according to the Ran, that and the Chayyot, and Chochma Sodom writes in Hilchot Beis HaKnesses, he thinks that that's a Din Derais. And others point out, the Ramam seems to say like that, in the Minyan HaMitzvah, in the short Minyan HaMitzvah that he has, he seems to hold like that, Chochma Sodom. Achorim in Mishnah Berurah has, other Achorim have like this, that the status of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, according to this Ran, could be a Din Derais, that it's a Tashmish Kedusha because it's Dumi the Beis HaMikdash. So if you should say like the Ramban on Chumash and the Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there's a mitzvah Derais to celebrate Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, when you happen to build the Beis HaMikdash, then it may come out, there'll be a mitzvah Derais that we do celebrate every so often. Whenever you make a new shul, you make Chanukah's Beis HaKnesses, that will constitute a mitzvah deraisa, according to the Rambam, because the Beis HaKnesses is a mikdash miyat on the level of deraisa, and it has a dusha deraisa, and you have to celebrate. Whenever you make a Beis HaMikdash, you have to celebrate. So this will be on a lower level. A mikdash miyat has such a celebration. So the Rambam points out that there's a mitzvah deraisa to celebrate Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, and possibly Chanukah's Beis HaKnesses, if you put together the Ram with that Ramban. So the Gemara adds on that even though the only obligation is when you celebrate Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash when you're building it, but when you straighten out the Avodah, and you straighten out the Kunuk Doilo, and you improve the Beis HaMikdash, or you straighten out the functioning of the Beis Nagdol, and so on, although perhaps there's no obligation to celebrate, but there would be a Kiyum HaMitzvah. And even though there's no obligation to celebrate every year in commemoration of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, but there would be a Kiyum Derais. So that's what the Gemara says, that there's no violation of Baal Tesis when one celebrates all of the Yom Tov and Chanukah and Purim, and all the other Yom Tov and Megillah Tainis, because all of those holidays had something to do in one way or the other with the preservation of the Beis HaMikdash, or the improvement of the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash, or the improvement of the Korbanos, or the improvement of the Kunuk Doilo, and so on and so forth. Had something to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So we today also have the right to celebrate. That's how the Nesivos, in his commentary on the Gilas Esther, on the same Pasuk, Test, Pasuk Yud Test, in the Gilas Esther, Same passage where the Malbim has his comment that only private families, the private people, can celebrate based on the din of Korban Torah. But if it's going to be a Yom Kippur for Am Yisrael, then it has to correspond to the rules and regulations of Megillas Tainis. On that same passage, the Nesivos in his commentary called Megillas Torah, and Megillas Esther explains, based on a Gemara, that you not only have a right to celebrate when you have already built the Beis HaMikdash in anticipation of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. If you have an Aschalta de Gula, what is an Aschalta de Gula? We are from Chavshi B'Yartzeinu, just to be a free people. Aschalta de Gula, we mentioned, the Ramban writes on Chumash that Sefer Shmos is Sefer HaGolos V'HaGula. So how did that Sefer HaGolos V'HaGula? They were still in Chutzlar. You get to the end of Ayakov Tikkun, they were still in Chutzlar. They didn't enter Eretz Yisrael until Sefer Yehoshua. So how does Sefer Shmos Sefer HaGolos V'HaGula? The Ramban writes, it's okay. Once they built a Beis HaMikdash, that's already the Gula. And you have a Beis HaMikdash. So when you get Eretz Yisrael, that's not the whole Gula. That's the whole Gula. The Gula is when you have the Beis HaMikdash, even if you don't have Eretz Yisrael, that's the Gula. When you get Eretz Yisrael, you can call that Aschalta the Gula. You can call it Aschalta the Gula if you feel that this is going to lead toward Binyan Beis HaMikdash. If you can visualize that we got Eretz Yisrael in 1948, and then we're going to have to give it back to somebody, to the Arabs or whoever, then we're going to have to get it again. So then Bukhari getting Eretz Yisrael in 1948 is not an assault to the Gula. Okay, so there are people, the president of this university happens to think like that, that may not necessarily be an assault to the Gula. So if he were right, then one would be forbidden to celebrate Yom HaTzmaut on an international scale. All the Jews all over the world want to celebrate as a holiday. So that's what the Chayyarim and the Malbim say, that it's forbidden. Or this.
Why can't you say, in other words, it's potentially a Chavit Gula. In other words, like what Dr. Lam says, I mean, he spoke your leadership and he spoke on that. He said that he doesn't know. He has no way of knowing if it is a Chavit Gula or if it isn't a Chavit Gula. But it could be. In other words, so we're celebrating. In other words, it may be, but surely it's going to have to be that.
But since
it may be a Chavit Gula, and maybe it's worth, if we're Joker, it will be. So we're
allowed
to celebrate because of that.
But that's what Shalosh, should be a self-exaltation, to celebrate a Yom Tov.
Yeah, but then, if you were to say,
not necessarily. Let's say Purim was celebrated, and it seems that Purim was celebrated because they felt Purim was on a Chal of the Gula, and they didn't say Halal. They were never missed out and say Halal on Purim. Okay.
Yeah,
maybe we'll figure out. Maybe the reasons do apply. I don't know.
How can you ever know if
that's it. So you have to have a historian of the future. That's called a prophet. You have to have a historian of the future in order to know that it's going to be called. So we have Nevi'im. We don't have Nevi'im in Yeshiva University. We don't even have Nevi'im in Lubavitch, but we have Nevi'im HaEmes. The Hasidic who lived many years ago, and they told us what's Aschalta de Gula. They told us when the Negev starts to blossom and you get back Eretz Yisrael and you hold on to it, that's Aschalta de Gula. The Gemara gives you all the Simonim. And the Gemara says, Mechomis is Aschalta de Gula. The Gemara Megillah says, when they wage war, it's Mechomis is Aschalta de Gula. What does it mean, Mechomis is Aschalta de Gula? So he mentioned that some Sefer writes in his diary, some Sefer lived a long time ago, beginning of the 1800s. 1820s, 1830s, there was some kind of a war going on. I already forgot my history from high school. Some kind of war going on there with I forgot. Russia. I don't remember already. Some kind of war going on. So the people wanted to daven that the war should end. So the Chacham Sofer says no. That the Gemara says Melchomis are Aschalta to the Geula. And if you daven that the war should end, that means that you're going to stop the Bias HaMashiach. That's what he said. So that some Sefer took this Gemara as it did. Heilig Minkatsha, that's in some Sefer's diary. It's printed. He has Chedusha Torah, and he has a lot of history and personal things. There's a whole diary that's printed. The Minkatsha quotes this in his Tshuva in the middle of the Second World War when the Nazis were killing so many Jews. So they discussed with the Minkatsha, maybe they should be Geuze Tainis. Maybe we should be Geuze Tainis to fast and we should plead with the Rebbeinu Shlom that he should stop the war. So he says no. To be great, the Tainus, that's out of the question. Because the Gemara says in Krisis, they call Tainus Shembo Miposhi Yisrael ain't a Tainus Tzibu. Well, you want to have a Tainus Tzibu, not a Tainus Tzibu. You have to have Poshi Yisrael included. What do you mean you have to have Pashis Yisrael? That the Pashis Yisrael should do tshuva. Not just you should have Pashis Yisrael, they shouldn't do tshuva. So who are the Pashis Yisrael? The Agudah, of course. But he's right. The Munkat's right. The Agudah, of course. The Agudah is going to do tshuva. What, are you crazy? You want to do tshuva. And his Rashi, there, no chance, they'll never do tshuva. The Agudah is going to do tshuva. So he starts saying, and I spoke to them, and I did this, and I did this, and never going to do tshuva. They're all a bunch of Zionists, and there's nothing to discuss. He says, the time is tshuva, it's not shaykh. So the kind of seat I have to have, you have to have Poshi Yisrael who are doing tshuva. Yom Kippur, you have Poshi Yisrael come to shul, they clap their head, they cry a little bit, they give, they open their pockets, and they open their hearts, and they give donations, and they do a little bit tshuva, it hasn't heard tshuva. But he says, we're going to have a kind of seat, but no one's going to do any tshuva. Then he says, all right, so let's not, so forget about that idea. So the Agudisna are never going to do any tshuva, so forget about the idea of having a kind of seat. But let us, let we religious people, let's be misfiled that the war should end. So he says, no. It quotes from Nachum Sefer, the Jerusalem Nachum Sefer in the 1820s, 1830s, whatever war was flying around then. He said that you're not allowed to daven that the war should end because Aschalta, because no, it says in Megillah, Mechamos Aschalta, the Gula, and if you daven the war should end, that means that you're blocking Biyat HaMashiach, so to over here, the war with the Nazis is Aschalta, the Gula, and you're not allowed to block Biyat HaMashiach. So how come everybody's laughing? Because you think that he's wrong. Why they both wrong? The Pashuk Shat in the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about Muhammad says that Chata Gigul means the Muhammad and Eretz Yisrael. And Muhammad between two great nations. The Muhammad when they're killing Jews in Europe, how is that Chata Gigul? It means when you're fighting about who's going to be the boss of Medina Yisrael, is it going to be in the hands of the Jews, is it going to be in the hands of the Goyim? And the Jews want to get, we have Eretz Yisrael now. The Goyim want to take it back from us. They want to reclaim it. The PLO wants to reclaim it. So that's Mohammed says, Aschalta the Gula. We're going to keep this Medina, and we're going to expand this Medina. We're not going to give back the West Bank, and we're going to take over everything till Tripoli, until Bani al-Arish. We're going to take over. That's Aschalta the Gula. We're going to get the whole Eretz Zion Amami with the Gimel Amami, all the Eretz Yud Amami that was promised to Avraham Avinu. And then we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash v'chulei v'chulei. That's Aschalta the Gula. But a war in Russia and a war in Poland, how is that Aschalta the Gula? But this is Aschalta the Gula, no? The Chur. Mar says Muhammad says Aschalta the Gula. Then the Nevi'im tell us what Aschalta the Gula. So if Rabbonim are convinced, if Moira Haroah are convinced that this is Aschalta the Gula, how do they know based on Nevuah? How do they have Nevuah? They don't have Nevuah, but we have Sifrei HaNevuah. The Nevi'im told us already in the past what the Gemara and the Nevi'im. Tell us what Aschalta the Gula. There's a Toysek who knows how to Paskin and Hilchas Erevin, and knows how to Paskin and Hilchas Nida, knows how to Paskin and Hilchas Mikra. Not Klaus. A guy only knows how to Paskin and Hilchas Aschalta the Gula. He's a specialist in this area. No one else knows how to do that. But I joke, we have specialization in our generation. Okay. But still, the guy's a specialist in this area has to know, has to be at least a Toysek who's not a specialist in the other area. So the guy is Chodesh HaToysek in Hilchas Nida and in Hilchas Chalitza. And in Hilchas Gittin, and in Choshe Mishpat, he knows how to Paskin, and he knows how to Yalav Yov Shaila, and the Basel B'chol of Shaila, and he knows, the Alav Chalpa Shulchan knows, and he can also Paskin in the area of Alav Aschalta the Gula. So from Moira Haro, he knows how to read the Paskin straight. He knows how to figure out based on the Nevuahs and based on the Gemara that this is Aschalta the Gula, then he has the right to Paskin, and he's so convinced that you have a right to establish a Yom Tov for Gan Tzav Yisrael. Otherwise, if you're not convinced that it's Aschalta the Gula, if it's not Aschalta the Gula, then you're not allowed to start. According to the Maturi character, according to the Satna of the Fish, he tells them that it's all a Maitre Sotin, and it's not Aschalta the Gula, and the whole country will have to be given back to the Arabs, and they're going to have to start all over again from scratch. So the Fish, he tells them, HaKozeves, it's a Fi Divrayim, so then they're right, that it's an Issa Baltasif to celebrate Yom HaTzmuth. But if one is convinced that it's not so, if Moira HaRoah is convinced that it's not so, there's nothing. One can have Machlokis, and I hold it, let's say, Bisham and Visil. The Shama used to say that it'll be an Issa Kores to be Miyabim Soros Abbas. The Sibyl said it's an Issa Kores to be Miyabim Soros Abbas in the first mission of Abbas. The Shama said that it's a mitzvah to be Miyabim Soros Abbas. The Sibyl said that those kids are Mamzerim, that they were always on Issa Kores, Gilei Arayis and so on. The kids are Mamzerim, and not allowed to marry them. And the Shama, he said it's a mitzvah Gedoyla, doing a mitzvah Gedoyla. So you can have a legitimate machlokes, you can have a machlokes. So here we have a shaila whether this is Aschalta the Gula or not. If a guy is convinced that it's not, well, then Avada Tzinisa to make it out. If a guy is convinced that it is, so there would be a kiyum amitzvah to establish, there would be a kiyum, there wouldn't be a chiyum, it's only Aschalta because there would be a kiyum if he would celebrate. But for her, the celebration should not be done out of proportion. You celebrate like Chanukah and Purim. You don't say the Pesuk of the Zimmer from Shabbos and Yom Tov. We don't say the special Pesuk of the Zimmer of Shabbos and Yom Tov on Chanukah and Purim either. That's only Miyuchad for Shabbos and Yom Tov. We don't say L'chul Neranimo on Chanukah and Purim. We don't say Maftar on Chanukah and Purim either. The Chachamim were mistaken forms of Shmiras HaMitzvah. We have special forms. That kind of a Yom Tov has this kind of a celebration, this kind of Yom Tov has that kind of a celebration. A person goes out to celebrate, if you have Murder HaRoho, convinced that this is, why not? They're convinced that this is an Aschalta de Gula. Posh B'Shad, I think they're right. I think it is an Aschalta de Gula. I'll be fine. So if people are convinced that this is the Aschalta de Gula, so you can make a Yom Tov and celebrate. But you have to celebrate in a religious fashion. Let's say I wouldn't visualize that the proper celebration of Bias HaMashiach in Yiddish. In Europe, they used to sing a Yiddish song years ago. What's going to be when Mashiach comes? So the answer never used to be Yo and Shara. Then they ask, what are you going to eat at the Sudah? You're going to eat it in the Leviathan. And who's going to be by the Suda? Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say Torah, and Arachon, the Miriam Hanavi is going to sing, and so on. Only the Miriam Hanavi is going to sing. It's going to be religious people. Religious people are going to sing Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. It's going to be a religious celebration. Not some like the 4th of July that you have fireworks. It's a completely secular celebration. It's not that the problem is a secular celebration, in the middle of Sefirah. That's not the major issue. It's not a Yom Tov. What, you want all the Jews over the world just to celebrate a secular holiday? So that's a Baltesis. That's exactly a violation of Baltesis. There's no mitzvah in Torah to celebrate the establishment of a country, Independence Day. It's a mitzvah to celebrate Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And it's a mitzvah, perhaps a Kiyama mitzvah, no chiyuv, to celebrate in anticipation of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And Schalt of the Gula, fine. So we religious Jews who are hoping for the Bias HaMashiach and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we ready to celebrate now, Shem Ha'asid, because we see that this is going to lead, clearly, you're convinced it's going to lead to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We celebrate, as one would celebrate, a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's a religious Indian. A secular Medina is a secular celebration, but if you're celebrating not because you have a secular Medina, but rather because you can envision that there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, it should be a religious celebration. It shouldn't be done out of proportion. As we said before, we subscribe to ABC, but if you put the things in a different arrangement and you hold that C is more important today, then you makalkal the whole surah of your religion. Then it's a whole different thing. You put the celebration of Yom HaAtzmaut, it's more important than all the high holidays put together. It's more important than Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Pesach Shavuot. You have to hold everything in the proper perspective.
Wouldn't the idea of a celebration
That's the biur of the Nesivos on the Megillas Esther, Peretes, Pasuk Yutes. He gives that interpretation in the Gemara, in the Psukim. That why do they have the right to celebrate Purim? Purim, the next Purim occurred during the 70 years of Golus Babel. So there was no Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says you can only celebrate a Megillas Tainus holiday that has some kind of a connection with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the Zman HaKurban, the Gemara says, during the Zman HaKurban, it's forbidden to establish a new Yom. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. It's forbidden to establish a new Yom Tov, which is unrelated to the Beis HaMikdash because of a violation of Baal Pesach. So the Gemara says, no, the Megillas Torim, the Nesivos explains, because the Chachmei Hador felt that this was going to lead up to the Binyan Bayis HaSheni, that this was Aschalta de Gula. Not only can you celebrate when you have the Beis HaMikdash, you can celebrate in anticipation of the Beis HaMikdash. So that you need a Takanas Chachamim. You need a Takanas Chacham if you want to learn Kriyas HaTorah on a day other than Monday and Thursday. Rather, if you want to learn on a Thursday, if Yom HaAtzmaut will fall out on a Monday or Thursday, then the Netziv has a tshuva. He's not talking about Yom HaAtzmaut. Perhaps you can learn something else also. Perhaps you don't necessarily have to learn Parshas HaShavuah. Perhaps for that you don't need a Takanas Chacham what to learn. Maybe you can learn Parshas Ki V'yach HaShem HaTech Al Horus or something else. Or Minoy Melech or something like that. But if Yom HaAtzmaut falls out on a day other than Monday or Thursday, you want to learn, so for that you need Takanas Chacham. Well, you could make a Takanas Chacham. If they're going to make Takanas, the Stam of the Rabbanus of Rashi could also make Takanas, but they said they don't want to make Takanas. The Rabbanus said they're not making any Takanas, they just said celebrate as it says in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Kama Vasa writes in his tshuva. We mentioned yesterday the tshuva of the Kama Vasa. He writes, we don't have the authority. He says, he doesn't feel that the Rabbanun has the authority to institute any takkona. He says, no one's going to listen to us anyway. And they don't feel that that it's proper, that it's their place to make a takkona. He just says, well, follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And he quotes the Magen Avraham Hashem, the tshuvas maram al shaka, which is really a difficult tushta, as we explained. Magen Avraham Hashem, tshuvas maram al shaka, only says when a private person or a community or a family had a yeshua, they can celebrate every year in commemoration of their personal private yeshua. But if you want to establish a holiday that all Jews all over the world will celebrate, that's for the Chayyotim and the Malvins, that you cannot do, unless it corresponds to the Klolim and the Megillas times. So then you would need, and then you have to have some, you have to be covered that it's not a schalt of the Jews. That's the weak point in his children. He doesn't deal with that. He doesn't deal. He just says, you follow Maram al-Shaka. You're not following Maram al-Shaka. If only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael would celebrate, there wouldn't be any problem. But now we got all the Jews all over the world to celebrate. So that you only have a right to celebrate if it coincides, if it conforms to the Klolim and the Gemara.
We got a general
Years ago in the yeshiva, I remember they used to celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut before Yom Yerushalayim existed. Prayed in Riyas Olam, a long time ago. Before Yom Yerushalayim existed, they used to celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut, so people would get together, dressed up nicely, and dig the yontes, have a suddah for Yoyah. Very nice suddah, no riotous thing. And they would sing Shiras HaShivos, like it describes the proper celebration on Chanukah. It was not Takana Sachamim. Jan Chanukah made a Takana to light Chanukah candles and to say Alani. And to say Hala. And Yom HaAtzmaut, no one made any Takana. The Rabbanu said they're not making a Takana. So without a Takana, you can make a Suddhas Hardoya. That's what it says in Hilchot Chanukah. The Chachamim, whenever Mistakin, the Suddhas meets on Chanukah. However, well, then Avram quotes in the Maharam Ritmurk. However, if you make a Suddhas and you sing Shiras HaShivos, then it becomes a Suddhas Hardoya. That's a Suddhas Mitzvah and Atayu. That's patterned after the union of Korban Tayu. That's what they used to celebrate years ago. Instead, people say Divrei Torah. Instead, people say Divrei Torah on Eretz Yisrael. I'm interested in that way as well. That's a nice way to celebrate.
Yeah, nowadays, for Chanukah and Purim, if they celebrate Chanukah with a
And that Kabbalah Satorah is what's going to carry us over to the third Dinya Beis HaMikdash. We won't have to have a third Kabbalah Satorah. The second Kabbalah Satorah will suffice for the Dinya Beis HaShlishi. In Chanukah, Rashi explains in the Psukim in Chagai and Zechariah that the next Chanukah was made to demonstrate that there was a latent Kedusha there. That even on Bai Shein there were so many things that were missing, and it wasn't at all apparent that that there was a Shekhinah, there wasn't a Yubah Shekhinah. The Shekhinah was Behelim, but the next Chanukah was cause, like Rabbi Shlomo brought about, to show that there was a Shekhinah that will pop up later when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built. What do you mean, Hazeh? Ha'achron min Arishon. Hazeh means the second Beis HaMikdash. Then it says, Ha'achron? Yeah, God liyek vod habayis hazeh, ha'achron min Arishon. So the Tzitzis Yontif writes that ha'achron, that's what an apikoros is, the Tzitzis Yontif. Don't you see from the Pasuk that there won't be a third Beis HaMikdash? Why do the Jews keep on praying to Hashem Yisbach? He should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Navi said, this is the end, this is the last, second was the last Beis HaMikdash. The Tzitzis Yontif says, no, that Achron just means ladder. It just means the ladder. Right. That's how people choose the Shalmikra, but the Zohar comments are not possible that Achron is an allusion to the third Beis HaMikdash. And he said that this second Beis HaMikdash is the Haskol of the third Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was not the Haskol of the second Beis HaMikdash. There was no connection. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It's brought on the pool. They had to start all over again with the second. But the second Beis HaMikdash, it says in the Navi Zechariah, the Hotiyas Raven Harosha, Teshuas Chaim Chaim Lord, the Haftarah that we read on Shabbos Chanukah. So Rav Soloveitchik said, B'Shem Rav Chaim, the way it means is that the binyan of the whole Bayi Sheni was the Eben HaRosha. The whole Bayi Sheni was a cornerstone for the third day of Beis HaMikdash. Rav Chaim has the whole Biur. and that Nebuah and Zechariah, that the second Beis HaMikdash was a Hachana for the third Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Zohar interprets the Pasuk, Gadol Yikor HaBayis HaZeh, this second Beis HaMikdash, which will be the Achron, which will lead up to the third Beis HaMikdash, this will be greater, the Gilui Shechinah of the third Beis HaMikdash will be greater than that was in the first. The first was talking about the Mavutu, and the second was the Hatzolah of the third. So the Nes of Chanukah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated it, that's how Rashi interprets on the Pasuk in Chagai. And the same theme is mentioned in Zechariah repeated, but Rashi explains it as Pesukim being explicit in Chagai. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a Nes of Chanukah in order to demonstrate to the whole world that there is a latent Kedusha which will become apparent, which will become obvious at some time in the future. When is that? When the third Beis HaMikdash will be built. So we assume that that was the Aschal to the Geula. It's going to be. We still celebrate Chanukah now. And the Bayi Sheni, maybe we'll celebrate the Chanukah because there was a Chanukah Tabai, so the Bayi Sheni. But why do we continue to celebrate Chanukah after the Churban Bayi Sheni? Because the Novi promised that that was the Simen that the God, that is going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. That there is going to be at some time a greater Gila Shechina than there ever was in the first Beis HaMikdash.
I think the problem was, like, in past years, it was much but what happened was we've been involved with 50 people with the right ones, and what was felt was that in order to involve all the yeshiva,
I'm not attacking. I don't know. The problem, what he's supposed to do, I don't know. On an organizational level, I don't know. Just saying what an abstract how I envision one should celebrate Yom HaShoah.
How about the time to
Habana, the Pasha Pshat is not like Chassam said. Habana, that's what they claim. The both premises are difficult. The premise that war was an assault of the Gula. Pasha Pshat is that premise is highly questionable. A war about in Eretz Yisrael, fighting about who's going to be the boss over this land, whether we are going to be the bosses of the PLO, that's an Indian of Aschalta de Gula. Holding on to Eretz is going to lead up to Binyan Abayis. How is the war in Russia going to lead up? And the second premise is also a difficulty. Not allowed to daven to save people's lives. It's also shver. The Rebbe Shalom can bring Mashiach Tzidkenu without all of those. Tzadik Dolem used to say that Pekach Nefesh is Dech HaKol HaTorah Kula. So Pekach Nefesh HaKol Yisrael, the Tzivoy Hashem that is going to make a Mechemes Goyim Mogi. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to make the Mechemes Goyim Mogi. He can be Mechem on the Mechemes and having people's lives lost. But because Nevis and Kali Shal, can be Mechem on the Mechemes Goyim Mogi also.
Well,
The Medrash tells us that Eretz Yisrael is considered the Talton Shel Melech. It's considered the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Medrash says that when a person who's a Bala Avera moves to Eretz Yisrael and continues to do his sins there, it's a greater Avera, because if you murder the Malchus in the presence of the king, then it's more of an act of rebellion. It's more of an act of merit. So one has to be careful. If he claims not to be observant, he should stay in Chutzlar. It's bad enough that he's a murder Malchus far away from the king, but they shouldn't go to the Balm Shalom Melach to do the Averis there.
Yeah, I mean, but the Rosh Kook, I mean, he felt that even though all that he was seeing were against religion, in other words, on a deeper level,
that
they were... HaKadosh Baruch Hu was using a Shliach to non-religious people to show up. And, you know, if they carry this out, if only the religious Jews had Israel, the PLO would be able to take over Israel. I mean, we need the non-religious people to do.
Yeah, but rather now it's straightening in. Now a lot of the non-observant people are being Yoredim,
right,
becoming Yoredim, and the Aliyah is overwhelmingly, not part of the world, Aliyah is overwhelmingly from the religious church. I'm not telling the people how to run their lives, I'm just saying, the Medrash says that theoretically speaking, non-observant people should stay away from Eretz Yisrael, because it's a bigger Aveira there. It's a greater act of merit. But Yeshua has a comment on the Gemara in the end of Ksubis. So many of the Zionists used to quote the Gemara in the end of Ksubis. They're not Chotim. The Gemara says in Ksubis, on the Pasuk, B'chipur ad Mosayama, that whoever walks down the Ramas in Eretz Yisrael gets a Mechilas Avonis. You get a Mechilas Avonis, so all those who live in Eretz Yisrael are Tzadikim. So the Yeshua has a comment on that Gemara, which of course the Minkatsha quotes in his in this Tshuva that he wrote about about Zionism and about the war and everything there. It's all in one shuvah, in Chelekei, the Nechon Saluza, Simen Yud Beis, I think. So the Bnei Yeshua writes that we have a cloth in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, based on Gemara's, that there's no Mechilas Alvainis without Tshuva. Yom Kippur is only Mechapa with Tshuva. Machlek is Rebbe and HaChachamim, and we assume like the Chachamim. The Goyim, the Ragoyim, are all like Rebbe. But the Rambam assumes like the Chachamim, Yom Kippur is not Mechapa without Tshuva. And then the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva that Mishas Bezin is only Mechapa with Tshuva. That's a mission in Sanhedrin. Then the Rambam is quoting the mission. Then the Rambam adds on when they gave Malchus to a person. So it says, because the pastor says, after he gets the Malchus, then he gets the Mechilas Avonis. So the Rambam says, that's only provided that he does Tshuva. If they give a guy Malchus and he didn't do Tshuva, then he doesn't get Mechilas Avonis. And the Rambam says, the same is true when a person brings a Korban Chatos and a Korban Osham in order to acquire Kapor, in order to acquire atonement, he has to say Bigle and he has to really do Tshuva. If he doesn't do Tshuva, then the Korban Chatos, Korban Osham will not be Mechapra on him. So the Bnei Yeshua writes that he thinks the same is probably true regarding this Gemara, that if you walk Dalan Amos Neret Yisrael, get a Mechilas Avainas, that's in HaTshuva. The Rechiluki Kapara, but every Kapara has to start off with Tshuva. The simplest level of Tshuva is on certain overall essay, if a person violates an essay, he does Tshuva, and his Oz Misho Matshem Boich Mombog. The Gemara says in the end of Yuma, the Dalan Chiluki Kapara, if he does Tshuva, he gets right away Mechilas Avainas. Then the other higher levels of Mechilas Avainas is that the tshuva is not enough. You need tshuva plus X, and tshuva plus X plus Y, and tshuva plus X plus Y plus Z. So here, the halicha dalan amos beretzel is not a mechapa b'fnei atzmo. The mechapa is always tshuva. Tshuva b'tziruf A, tshuva b'tziruf B, and tshuva b'tziruf halicha dalan amos beretzel. But if just there, a guy walks dalan amos beretzel without tshuva, then tshuva thinks that it doesn't give any mechila at all. There's no kapara at all. What is the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael? Mitzvah lodov Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah, the Ramban says, is a mitzvah min ha-tere, and the Rambam doesn't count it in the minyan mitzvah. So there's a machlekes achrayin. Whether the Rambam writes the din in the Arach Hazak, he writes the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a machlekes achrayin. Why didn't the Rambam count it in the minyan mitzvah? The some say he holds that it's only a mitzvah with the Rabban. Others say no. He holds he's masking in the Ramban that it's a mitzvah min ha-tere, but he has some kind of a technical reason why he doesn't count it in the minyan mitzvah. The minyan mitzvah is always a tricky thing. It's always hard to know why he. That it's related to the Kedusha Torah. Those parts of Eretz Yisrael that have Kedusha, there's a mitzvah to live. Those parts that don't have Kedusha, let's say Kedusha Mishayin Elokit Shalosik Lov, the Kedusha that Yehoshua ben Nun created when he conquered Eretz Yisrael, was in his battle at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon. Then when Ezra Slater came back and he established the Bayis Sheni and the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, he had to be Mekadosh and knew everything that had a Kedusha originally. The Gemara says in Yevamos and in Chagig and other places, Habik Rachim. There were many cities, Kav Shemole Mitzrayim, or Kav Shemole Bovel, that Ezra had not been Mekadosh v'hinichum, and he bedavke left them, and he didn't want to be Mekadosh them, k'desh yismuchu aleihem aniyim v'shviz, in order that there shouldn't be the laws of Shemitah and Vayig there, in order that the aniyim should be able to plow and plant and harvest, and there should be parts that used to be Eretz Yisrael, should now be treated as kuklah, so that the laws of Shemitah and Vayig shouldn't have to apply there. So Tosfos says in the first daf in Gittin, the Beis HaMenaleh, but those sections of Eretz Yisrael never got a Kedusha Shniyah, so there's no mitzvah to live over there. How come there's no mitzvah to live? What does Kedusha Soret have to do with the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? Kedusha Soret has to do with the mitzvah of Kedusha Soret. But the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is not an Indian of Kedusha Soret. And the Chora Tosfos Shita is, other Tosfos are like that as well, that the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is not really an independent mitzvah. It's in order to lead up to the, it's in order to give you the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of Kedusha Soret. But since the mitzvah of Kedusha Soret only apply in Eretz Yisrael proper, which has Kedusha Soret, and the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael only applies in that section of Eretz Yisrael that has Kedusha Soret. You're going to live in the Beit Shan Valley, in that section where there's not Kedusha Soret, the Gemara says, Rebbe, hit the Beit Shan, but certain parts of Beit Shan didn't have, not the whole Beit Shan, certain parts of Beit Shan didn't have Kedusha, that's how the Chazanish was Mechalish. You know that story. Chazanish wrote a Chiddush in his Sefer. When the Gemara says in Chulam that Rebbe was Mata Beit Shan, doesn't mean the whole area of Beit Shan Valley. From only Mata certain sections of Beit Shan, we don't know what's Chayiv and Trumas Mais and what's Pater, so therefore we have to be Mata on everything. People thought the Chazanish was off the wall. Then they found an inscription
on a shul just around 3 years ago. They all know, they keep on digging there. So they found the inscription on a shul that apparently was a sign on the outside of the, on the arch of the shul, where they had listed which sections of the Beit Shan Valley are Chayv and Trumas Maaser and which are Pachas. That the Chazanish didn't figure out. He didn't have a Ruach HaKodesh. He didn't know which sections there, which sections no. But he just felt that the Pshat in the Gemara is that it doesn't mean the whole section, the whole area is Pachas. He thought that it meant only parts of it. I don't know. But they wrote it up in the newspapers. Not in the Agudah newspapers. They wrote it in the Freien newspapers. The lecturers in Bernard Revel spoke about it here. Even Bernard Revel came to realize that the Chazanish learned the right Pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara didn't mean the whole Beit Shan Valley is part, certain sections. So the Ridvan, the first Dafin Gittin, disagrees with this Tosis. He says, what is the connection between Mitzvah HaFuyas Boris and Kedusha Saris and the Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? Even in those areas of Eretz Yisrael that only had Kedusha Rishona, it never had a Kedusha Shniya, but still, since it once had a Kedusha Rishona, so it's called Eretz Yisrael, it's called part of the Eretz HaNefcheres, as the Rambam points out. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam has a few dinim that depend on Eretz Yisrael, Ramah. The Gemara like that. There are several dinim that depend on Eretz Yisrael that have nothing to do with Mitzvah Satluyas Boris, that have nothing to do with Kedusha Saris. And one of them is Smicha. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you can only confer Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot confer Smicha for Chutzal Oret. So the Ramah says, and what constitutes Eretz Yisrael? So he says, Kol Shehaziko Olei Mitzrayim, not Kol Shehaziko Olei Boko. So the Radvaz on the side of the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perikei, and that's not Perik where he talks about the Smicha, he gives you the marker for the Ram, where does he get it from the Gemara, then he gives you what's the Pshat, why should it depend on Kedusha Rishon if we pass from Kedusha Rishon like Kitcha Lasi Lover, and there was no Kedusha Shnia in those areas. So there's no Kedusha Shnia, so it's like giving Smicha B'chutz L'Oret. So he quotes, the Radvaz quotes from the Sefer Kaftav Aferach. Kaftav Aferach was a Rishon who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and the Sefer Kaftav Aferach, he writes that there were two separate distinct inyans. There's one union of Kedusha Saris. In order to be obligated in Mitzvah Sefulis Boris, that depends on Kedusha Saris. So Kedusha Shniyah didn't cover the entire area that originally had Kedusha Rishayna. But then there's another unrelated inyan of Bechira Saris, the Eretz HaNefcheres. Eretz Yisrael is the Talpin Shamelach. Whether it has the Kedusha, does not have the Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael is, as the Medrash calls it, the Talpin Shamelach, the royal palace, the whole of Eretz Yisrael. So the union of giving smicha davken Eretz Yisrael not a chutzlaret has nothing to do with chovis karka. It's not an agricultural mitzvah. What you only give smicha to farmers who work on the fields. We don't give smicha to farmers. We give smicha to rabbis. So what does that do with mitzvah chafuyis boris? So the Radvaz quotes the Kaftav Aferach. No, smicha is a different union. It depends on Eretz Yisrael. Depends on the Eretz HaNefcheres. That's not exactly the language that the Kaftav Aferach uses. That's the language that Rav Soloveitchik uses when he says over the Kaftav Aferach. Kaftav Aferach uses a completely different language. But these are the words that are used today in the Yeshivas. That the Kulal Lachasat, Kedusha Saris, and Bechira Saris. Shem Eretz Yisrael, or the Eretz HaNefcheres. So that Eretz HaNefcheres applies to the all of Eretz Yisrael, even that section that never got a Kedusha Shniyah. As long as it was once part of Eretz Yisrael, so it's considered Talkin Shal Melech, and you have these special mitzvahs will apply. So the Ritvo on the first daf in Gittin writes that the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is because Eretz Yisrael is the Talmud Shalmela. So the Ribbono Shel wants us to come closer to him, to be in his palace, not to live far away from the king. We should come closer to the king. In fact, according to this Ritvo, we understand pretty well why the Mishnah says in the end of Ksubas that there's a bigger mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim than to live in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Why is that mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim more so than the rest of Eretz Yisrael? Mishnah says if the husband and the wife live in Tel Aviv and one of them decides that he wants to pack up and move to Yerushalayim, the other one doesn't want to, so whoever has the taina to go to Yerushalayim has to give up the taina, and the other one who refuses to go along is responsible for breaking up the marriage. If it's the husband who doesn't want to come along, then he has to give his wife a get and pay the ksuba, even though she's the one who had this mishigas to move to Yerushalayim. So she's the one who's breaking up the marriage. So Allah says no, she's asking for a natural, normal claim, and the husband is the one who is refusing to do the normal thing. So you see from that Mishnah, the Chassam Sofer has it true, you see from that Mishnah there's a bigger mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim than to live in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. One of them is the bigger mitzvah. So the Pashtus is, according to the Ritva, we understand very well that the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is not so much because of the mitzvah Sakriyas Ba'aretz, like Tosis holds, but rather because Eretz Yisrael is considered a Talton Shamelech. And Yerushalayim is more so considered the Palpin Shalmelech. Yerushalayim Al-Pidin is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam has based on Gemara like that. Yerushalayim Al-Pidin is Kiryas Melech Rav. Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. So if you live in Yerushalayim, you're more in the Palton Shalom Melech. If a person, let's say, has a stadium in Yerushalayim, or he has a swimming pool in Yerushalayim, it does an Aveira in Yerushalayim, so it's more of an Aveira than it would be in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Like if you do an Aveira in Eretz Yisrael, it's a worse act of merit than if you do that Aveira in Chutz Lo'aretz, as the Medrash says. And so on, the Pasuk in Novi, that when they come to Eretz Yisrael and they do their Averis, so it constitutes a greater act of merit. The Rambam has halachas, and certain halachas has in Hilchos Mamrim regarding the Zaka Mamre. There is a difference in halacha that Rambam writes, whether he's Mamre against the Bez Nagor in their presence or not in their presence. You can become a Zaka Mamre if you pass him against them, even not in their presence. But then the Afkat Shiyar Olas is only if you pass him. If you pass him, Allah Alamaisa, I with the power vested in me as an ordained rabbi in Israel, pass him against the chief rabbinate, then you're allowed to turn on lights on Shabbos, whatever. So then I become a Zofim Mamre. If I say like that, I pass him at Shiyar Olas. But if I don't pass him, not in their presence, if I don't pass him, I don't become a Zofim Mamre. But if I am in their presence, then the Rambam writes, I don't have to pass him. All I have to do is turn on the lights on Shabbos. It's already an act of merit against the Bez Nagar, and then I have the din of Zofim Mamre. So the Rambam writes Allah like that. If you're in front of the people against whom you're being morid, Bez Nadol is not a melech, but it's a din of morid the Bez Nadol. That's a din of mamre. One is mamre against the Bez Nadol, has a din of zot and mamre. So the mamre against the authority that he's forbidden to be mamre against, if he's mamre against them in their presence, is a greater act of hamro, a greater act of merit than if he's mamre against them not in their presence. And that's what the Medrash says, that those who come there to some do Averis is called doing the Averis in the Palton Shel Melech, the greater act of merit. And those who do the Averis in Yerushalayim is even a bigger Averis, because Yerushalayim is the Kiryas Melech Ro, that is the Ir HaMelucha. Al-Pidin Yerushalayim is the Ir HaMelucha. And because Eretz Yisrael is considered the Palton Shel Melech, that is the official country where Hashem Yisbarach is the king. The Zohar comments on the Pasuk in Koheles. Ashrech Eretz Shemalkech Ben Koirin, so it refers to Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, but the official king of Medina Yisrael is the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the national anthem of the Turei Karka. Hashem hu malkeinu. How does it go? Velo anachnu avodim. That's what we believe. It doesn't necessarily imply, everybody agrees to that. Hashem hu malkeinu. And Medina Yisrael is the kingdom of God. That's the Malchus of Hashem. That is the Palton Shel Melech. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is officially the king of Eretz Yisrael. And then he authorizes the Melechot of Adam to act on his behalf. But really the official king of Eretz Yisrael is the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what it means, Palton Shel Melech. There's many Midrashim and many Zohars like that. But because Eretz Yisrael is the Palton Shel Melech, that is the official kingdom of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's why the Halacha has been in that we consider Eretz Yisrael the Makom, the area that can start up all of Klal Yisrael together. We are all Masurif together because we are one Ummah, we are one nation. What do we mean one nation? Under one leader. We have one government. How do we have one government? So those who live in Eretz Yisrael are all Masurif Yachad. They all live in this kingdom of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whether the Turkish are ruling Eretz Yisrael, or the British are ruling, or the non-observing Jews are ruling Eretz Yisrael, the religious Jews, doesn't matter who happens to be in control of Eretz Yisrael. And the Turin character, the Aguda, the Mizrahi, doesn't matter. The Torah is Kovea, the Allah declares that Eretz Yisrael is the Palton Shel Melech, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is the king. Whether you like it or not, he is the king officially of Eretz Yisrael. And Yerushalayim is his capital city. That's the Ir HaBira, the Ir HaMelucha of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why the Halacha dictates, the Halacha says, that Eretz Yisrael is the Mokmam Tziruf of Klal Yisrael. The Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are more Mitzuruf Yachah to constitute Klal Yisrael than the Jews who live in Chutz Lo'aretz. Rav Nineizer has a tshuva to this effect, and Hilchas Rosh Chodesh has more tshuva to the same idea. But the one he has is in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, if I'm not mistaken, it's the first tshuva, the first siman, and the second chelik or rechaim of Rav Nineizer, where he quotes the Pirush HaMishnayis LaHaRambam HaMaseches Bechoris, where the Rambam points this out. The Rambam asks, what kind of a din is it that you can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael and not a chutz l'aretz? Smicha is from the mitzvah Sakliz Ba'aretz. It's an agricultural mitzvah, you only give smicha to the farmers, like you just said before from the Kaf of Aserach, that the Radras quotes to the Rambam himself in the Pirush HaMishnah says, why is there such a restriction? Why should smicha only apply in Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam answer is without shekel, offhand. He quotes the Gemara in the first daf in Harius, when the Bez Nagadol paskins an error, that he permitted to do an act of Chil Shabbos, he permitted to worship a certain type of Avodah Zarah, something or another, And then the Rov HaTzibur violated that din based on the Pesach of the Beis Nagel. And then later the Beis Nagel realizes that they made a mistake. Not that they changed their mind later on. Changed their mind. So they really did it in Kimcha. Yesterday they held it at Smut, today they held it at Sosa. No, but later on they realized they really made a mistake. And they were machshel the majority of Klal Yisrael in doing this thing. So the Torah requires in Parshas Vayikra that the Beis Nagel have to bring a par halavdav shel tzibur. So the Gemara says on the first daf in Hurry is, how does one calculate whether the Rav HaTzibur sinned or not? You have to go take a poll of all the Jews that live all over in the world to find out how many Jews violated, how many Jews didn't. So the Gemara says, no, you only have to calculate those people who live in Eretz Yisrael. Those who live in Chutz La'aretz, and lo bichlal klal Yisrael. Why? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Sefer Melachim that when Shlomo HaMelech took the first six Hamikdash and they were celebrating, it says that everybody showed up, Kohol Gadol, Melevoy Chamos, Abnacha Mitzrayim. The Kohol of Klal Yisrael was present, all those from the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael to the southernmost point. Melevoy Chamos, the northernmost point, Abnacha Mitzrayim, the southernmost point. So the Gemara says only these people are called Kohol. Whoever lives in Chutz La'aretz is not called Kohol. And the pasuk says, regarding Parhal Novishal Tzibur, if the Beis Nagadol Paskins and the Kohol violate Tzavirus, only those who live in Eretz Yisrael are called Klal Yisrael. I mean, we who live in Chutz La'aretz are not called Klal Yisrael. So those who are Shluchim, they're okay. Daitam Machzor, they only have one day Yontif, so basically they're citizens of Eretz Yisrael. What about those who are not Shluchim? They have 2 days Yontif, so they're not citizens of Eretz Yisrael. So the Abnei has another tshuva where he points out that those who are Zionists at heart, whether they carry Mizrahi membership cards or not, but basically they're Zionists at heart, they plan someday to this in the future. They daven Mishmanes, Avienot Tzineva Berina, Mishmanes Mizrahi Mishmachasim. We daven, Sarben Einer, Mishulchan Tzimram, we daven. So at least we subscribe to these Amunis, yeah, that we want the Banisham to bring us back, even if we're not so tzitz about it. So still, since we dream about it in the distant future, so we're also lower level citizens of Eretz Yisrael, so we also have a shaykhus with Klal Yisrael. But he says those chotim u'poshim who are anti-Zionists, not anti-Zionists because they hold the Medina's faith, but they hold another Medina coming, the second coming of the Messiah. They hold the second coming. No, those who just want to live in Chutz La'aretz, they never want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. They don't daven to Hashem Yisrael that he should rebuild the Eretz Yisrael. They don't want to go back. So he says, those people are not considered part of Klal Yisrael. And he has a tshuva halacha in Hilchos Ribbis, based on it. Not there is certain din in Hilchos Ribbis, based on that assumption, that they don't have a chelik in Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Chorus that why is smicha only limited to Eretz Yisrael? Not from the mitzvah of Luis Boris. So he makes it sushtal. He says, just like the halacha of Parhal HaMavashot Tzibur, is a din that you have to cheshbonize who is the tzibur. Did Rav HaKol sin or not? And called God Lodom and Lubai Hamasat Nachem Mitzrayim. Only those who live in Eretz Yisrael are really Mitzurif to the Tzibur, and those who live in Chutz La'aretz who plan to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So then the Abnei Nezer quotes the Maharal Mikrad, and one of his many songs, he said, that's a lower level of Tzibur from Klal Yisrael. And the higher level is those who live in Eretz Yisrael actually. So Smicha the Rambam writes is an Indian, not the Tzishma Pisha Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a private affair. I give you Smicha. I got Smicha from my Rebbe, I give you Smicha. It's not a private affair. It's a function of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is authorizing this person to act as a Rosh. That's why the Shvita Yesha has a tshuva, he points out from the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the first verse, he used to confer smicha in public. He used to have a public convocation, like they have here a Chag HaSmicha. So he says that's not some a gimmick. A Chag HaSmicha has to be a public thing. And you find in the Gemara that Rav Yehuda ben Bovre was killed by the Romans when he conferred the smicha in public. So why did the Chacham do that? Why did he give a private smicha? No one will know. Keep it a secret and the Romans won't kill you. You see from the Gemara now that the smicha is not chalif, it's not done in a public fashion. You have to be mefaris and barabim. No, because he didn't want the people in the cities to be killed. Because the Gemara says the Romans said, Exera, any city that the smicha will be conferred in will wipe out the whole city. So he said, I want to be Moshe Nefesh HaKiddush Hashem. I want to give smicha in order to preserve the Masorah of Torah Shebal Peh. But what is that? They all the Balabakim in that city have to die. So he said, I'm going to go to a place to make a public demonstration of smicha, so that people in that city won't have to die. But I will die, because the Romans are going to find out. I'm going to do it in public. Mara says how many spears they threw on his body. Right. His body was full of holes. He was killed. So the Sri Yesh has at the end of Chelek Dalu. That's the Chokhmas Yisrael. So he writes at the end of Chelek Baruch. Why did he give the smicha in public to keep it a secret? What's this? People today give smicha, nobody knows who that smicha from him. So how, why did the Yehuda ben Baba have to be in Parshinson? He gives the answer that the real bona fide smicha, today we don't have real smicha. It's not Ishm Tisha Moshe Rabbeinu, the real smicha that can only be conferred in Eretzol must be conferred in public. Why? Because it's a function of Klal Yisrael. Not private Eitzig, I'm giving smicha. That's how the Pasuk reads in Chumash. And Parshas Pinchas, I think, when I come, which Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to give smicha to Yishuv Benun, he says, "Mitzivisa also li'ainehem." You should be mitzavi Yishuv Benun, give more than a Masar HaKadosh Baal Peh, in public, in the presence of Klal Yisrael. What kind of a din is that? So Rasha Radeshik explained, it would appear from that Pasuk, "Mitzivisa also li'ainehem," in public, that giving smicha is a function of Klal Yisrael. The Rav suggested that maybe that Pasuk, one could understand it, based on the Rambam's Chiddush Tak, and that Pirush HaMishnah is in Pchoiris, and what he writes in the Yad HaZokhe, the Rambam writes the Chiddush, that even though his mind is that we don't no longer have smicha Ishm Tisha Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Gemara says in Erevin, that Eliyahu Hanavi will appear the day before Biras HaMashiach, as the Pasuk says in the end of Malachi, Yimech Shalach Lachem Es Eliyahu Hanavi Lefnei Bo Yom HaShem HaGol Baner. So the Pasuk says, that's how the Gemara Erevin interprets, Eliyahu Hanavi will appear to the Bezna HaGol Shul Yerushalayim the day before Mashiach will be this gal, and he will tell them that that guy will appear tomorrow and he will be Mashiach Tzidkenu. He's a Melech HaMashiach. So the Rambam writes the problem there. How can, and the Maritz Chayis explains it a little more in length in his Chidush Man Erevin on that Gemara, how can Eliyahu HaNavi appear to the Bez Novel Shev Yerushalayim the day before Mashiach comes if we no longer have Smicha Ishma Tisha Moshe Rabbeinu, so we cannot have a Bez Novel Shev Yerushalayim? So the Rambam writes, it must be that there's another way. This was said in Eliyahu is going to appear in front of the Bez Nagodol. That's how the Gemara understands the Pasuk. The Pasuk doesn't say where he's going to appear. But the Gemara Erevin adds that on. He's going to appear in front of the Bez Nagodol, Shev Yerushalayim, to announce to them the coming of Mashiach tomorrow. So the Rambam is bothered, and the Pirush HaMishnah explains that this is the problem. How can it be? We don't have any Smicha Ishm Tisha Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mashiach can't come, because Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to appear in front of the Bez Nagodol. So the Rambam writes, he writes in the Yad HaZok, and he writes in the Pirush HaMishnah, he says, it would appear that there's another way of conferring Smicha, either Ishm Tisha Moshe Rabbeinu, or if all the Chachmei Yisrael get together, all the Chachmei Yisrael who live in Eretz Yisrael. You can only give smicha in Eretz on Chutzlar if you can. So forget about those who live in Chutzlar. So the Rambam writes, before the Chachmei HaTorah, not the professors in the university, before the Chachmei HaTorah get together in Eretz Yisrael, and they decide to confer smicha on one individual, that guy will have the same status as a real Muslim. What kind of a din is that? So the way we usually think that smicha means Ishm Tisha Moshe Rabbeinu, so what kind of a substitute is this? What kind of a din coin? What do you mean we're all getting together? Making an egel azor. We'll get together and make God. You can't make a God. Either this is God or it's not God. What do you mean? We've got to get together, going to make him into an Ishm Tisha Moshe Rabbeinu. If he's not, he's not. Nobody here has smicha. Let's say we're all a Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. We make our convention of the Rabbinical Council of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to make one guy, we hereby declare you as our stomach. They gave Rabbi Yosef Karo smicha. We gave a few Rabbanim smicha in Eretz Yisrael in the 1500s. What do you mean? How can they give him smicha? It says nobody there has smicha. How can he create the Ishmael smicha? But the answer to the Chor is that the Rambam understands that why is smicha only limited to Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam writes why. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnah writes why. Because the Din of Paro Noshul Tzib was only in Eretz Yisrael, therefore Chin is only in Eretz Yisrael. What's the connection? So the Rambam means the following. That's what the Avnei Nezer says. But without the Avnei Nezer also, the words of the Rambam speak for themselves in the Pirush HaMishnah is in Chorus. Daf Lamed. He writes that the Inyan of smicha is an Inyan of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael gets together and gives smicha. If you have an Ishm Tisha Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't have to confer with them. If you have a guy who really has smicha, he doesn't have to get the approval of all the other Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. He can give smicha, and it's supposed to be given in public, like the Sridi Yesh points out that Gemara at the end of the first paragraph in Sanhedrin. It's considered as if the smicha were conferred to him by all the Klal Yisrael Hador in Eretz Yisrael. But if you don't have anybody who's an Ishm Tisha Moshe Rabbeinu, he should be able to act on his own. Then not that you do something big code. No, you revert back to the basic din. That Klal Yisrael gets together. Who's Klal Yisrael? Not the Amar Hore. The Chachmei Eretz Yisrael get together. And they appoint the guy as a stomach. And that's the Yikin Nekuda of every team. That's the Yikin Vart of Smicha. Smicha means when Klal Yisrael gets together, they appoint one guy as a dayan. So that person has Smicha. If you have a stomach, Ishm Tisha, Moshe Rabbeinu, he can appoint a stomach, another stomach, without getting a convention, without having all the Rabban get together. But if you have all the Rabbanim to get together, that's the original din. That's the basic din of smicha. It's not that that's a lower substitute. That's the original din. Where is the rock of Dana from it? So as the Rechik suggested, perhaps that's mashmaut ha-pasik in Kinchas, I think, the Tzivisa also liyei nehem. You should confer the smicha to Yishuv and Nurim in the presence of the Klal Yisrael, because that's the ikar din of smicha that is supposed to be given not by Moshe Rabbeinu so much, but rather by Klal Yisrael, and that's why you need pirsum. That's why the Gemara says in Sahed, you're supposed to give the smicha in public. The smicha today is not a real smicha. The smicha today doesn't really need a chagah smicha to give in public. It's a different thing. If the Rebbe should be moichel on his kovet, should give, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if his Rebbe died already, then he can pass him without smicha. That I'm all right. But if the Rebbe is still alive, the Gemara has a takon in him. So he has a takon. Talmud al yore, elam king not of a shus meirah. The Talmud shouldn't pass him unless he has authorization from his Rebbe, and he's made koid arah. The Rebbe is not alive, so you don't need. But the Rambam writes like that, that the Iker Tziruf of Klal Yisrael is only in Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Din of Par Haladon Shel Tzibur is limited to Eretz Yisrael. And he writes, that's why he thinks that's why the Din of Smicha is limited to Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting, there is a halacha in the Gemara in Yevamos. There is a machlokes Rav Yehuda and a Chachamim and a Braisa, what's the Din? A fellow comes and he says, Nizgayarti. He says, I converted, I became a Ger. Do we believe him or not? So Rav Yehuda says we believe him, that we treat it as Echad Menu Bisur, he's believed. And Chachamim say that sometimes he's believed and sometimes he's not believed. Depends whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlar. Actually, it depends whether it's Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlar. So Lechayre, if they say sometimes Eid Echad is believed, that means that basically they hold Eid Echad Menu Bisur. In principle, they agree with Rav Yehuda that Echad is Menu. So why sometimes he's not believed? So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch write that sometimes that he's not believed can only be a Chumra Midirabbanan. My Rasa B'yuchsin, that you're not allowed to marry him unless you know for sure that he's Israel, even though basically Mikratin, he's Neman. It echad Neman b'sum, even when a person says upon himself, like it says in today's said, the Sofra Loli Atmo. And long as it's a fine base, long as the Sofra Loli Atmo, the woman is Nemenis on herself. It echad Neman b'sum, even when I say about myself, so too. If the Erechad says about himself that he's Jewish, so the Chachamim in principle agree with Rav Yehuda that it echad Neman b'sum. It's only the Rambam writes, it's only my law to the Yuchsin, that you're not allowed to marry him, maybe he's really a Nochri, you have to have two Edom to ascertain that he's Jewish. The Chazanish claims that it's not so, that it's only the Rabbanon. Chazanish has his style, like we mentioned. He's really arguing with the Rambam over here. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam. The Rambam writes before he said, it's my law to the Yuchsin. So the Chazanish doesn't want to say he's arguing with the Rambam, so he says, the Mechaber says, only the Rabbanon. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara learns it out on the Tosfos, so it sounds like it's in the right. What is Mechavah? Mechavah is verbatim from the Rambam. It means he disagrees with the Rambam, but he doesn't want to say so. So he says he tailored the Sirchon like Rashi writes on Parsha Shmini, that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at Aaron. So instead of screaming at Aaron, so he screamed at his sons. But his sons wouldn't do without the father telling them what to do. So he does the screaming at them. He held that they're all wrong. So that's the Chazon Ish. Whenever he wants to attack someone, they quote the lowest one on the Rambam who quoted that place. So he disagrees with the Rambam. But the Rambam writes that it's only Midirabbanan. So what is the Din Midirabbanan? When do you have this Maile Midirabbanan that you have to have two Eidim? So the Gemara says, the Chilik Tein Eretz Yisrael Chutzlots. In what direction do we have the Chilik? So there are two Gersas in the Gemara Yevamos. Rashi's Gersa and the Rambam Gersa. The Rabbi says he doesn't know what in the world this man is talking about. What if the Rambam today the whole Gemara? So Rashi says a simple Gersa. According to Rashi, it could be the Chazon Ish is right, that it's a Din there, right? Eid Echad Menu Bisurim is good if you have no reason, if you have no grounds to suspect that the guy's telling a lie. But let's say a guy comes to me, he looks like he's a swindler. And he's selling a trelis, which is very expensive stuff, and he's charging a lot of money. But he's selling trelis like Saviyat from Adolf Hitler, and he wants $5 million. And so you're going to say, Eid Echad Menu Bisurim, maybe he's in a gebedover. He's making money over here. My butcher is also in the Gebedov, he sells me kosher meat, but my butcher is a religious woman. I'm a religious woman, not a religious man. So, I don't have any to him. But if the guy looks a little fishy over here, so then Rashi says, you shouldn't trust him. If you have grounds to suspect that maybe something going on here, you shouldn't trust him. So Rashi says, simple, if Anochri comes in Chutzlor, a fellow comes from the clean blue sky, comes to me in Chutzlor, and he looks like a goy, let's say, and he tells me, I converted, I'm Jewish. What reason in the world should the goy have that he should want to say that he's Jewish? What is he off his mind? What is he going to gain by saying that he's Jewish? So they'll have another Jew to kill in Chutzlah. What is he going to gain? So Chutzlah, if he says he's Jewish, there's something, so you believe. There's no grounds to be Cheshit. that in Eretz Yisrael, a brother is going to come and say that he's Jewish. He wants to get a citizenship, he wants to get a job in the government, he wants to become a general in the army. Right, and if he's going to say the truth that he's a Nazi, so they won't give him anything. They'll treat him like an Arab. They'll be choshed him. So if in Eretz Yisrael he says that he's Jewish, so we have to be choshed that maybe he's telling a lie. Like the Gemara says in Yevamos. The Gemara says that you're not supposed to be mekabel gerim unless he's religiously motivated. The Gemara says that if a ger converts and he's not religiously motivated, so there's a machlokes hatanan, we pass him, but the ger is a valid ger. So say a non-Jew converts because he wants to marry a Jewish girl. Look, so as long as he converted in a year and he promises to keep the mitzvahs and he keeps them, okay. So but yeah, the ger is good, but still you're not permitted to accept such a convert since he wasn't religiously motivated. So the Gemara makes a statement that l'moisa mashiach, he will no longer accept any ger. Why not? Because l'moisa mashiach, every guy will want to jump on the bandwagon. They'll all want to become Jews in order to gain the cover that the Jewish people will be given from the Ummah Sa'ilam. So the Gemara says, Lord Kibbul again, we may David, we may Shlomo, and we won't be Mokal again, Moshe Mashiach, because they won't be religiously motivated. I don't know. Maybe Taka wasn't allowed. Lechatchila wasn't allowed. It says, Misya Hadin. Some of them in Hashem say, Misya Hadin Mi'aleyan. They were Misya, they didn't go to a bona fide bezin. They got the three Balabatim and they became gay. Some of them in Hashem say that on the post. Misya Hadin Mi'aleyan. So that's how Rashi learns the Gemara, that when the Nochri comes to us in Eretz Yisrael and he says he's Gayarchi, so we have to be Cheshed him, or he says he's Yisrael, and we have to be Cheshed him, maybe he's telling a lie, because he may be interested in getting a job or something.
Well, the apple plant in Eretz Yisrael, the plant is going to tell us not to get clean, but it's definitely Jewish. And some found out that, I don't know if they were going to form that right,
and the Rambam has the Gersa in the Gemara just the reverse, that the Milos of the Yuchsin that you need to aid him is only in Chutzalot, and Eretz Yisrael, if he says I'm Jewish, we believe him. So according to the Rambam, what is it? The same as Rashi, but the Chashash is the reverse, that only Chutzalot we're afraid to Chashash Meshaka. It doesn't make any sense, and that's what the Rambam asks on the Rambam. What in the world is he talking about? What kind of a crazy Gersa does he have? That you only have the Milos of the Yuchsin and Chutzalot, not in Eretz Yisrael. That is according to Rashi, we're not so sure that it's a Milo Midirabbana Milo Sambilson. Could be the Chazanish is right, that it's a Din Beraisa. Because if you have a real Chashash Meshach and Eretz Yisrael, so you don't say it, Echad Ayin Bisrael. But according to the Rambam, that everything is Punktfakir, that in Eretz Yisrael, he is believed. Even though you may have reason to suspect that he's telling a lie. And in Chutzlars, where there's really no reason to suspect he's telling a lie, there you're required to aid him. So that's what the Rambam says, it's only a Milos of the Yuchsin. So why, according to the Rambam, why do they only make the Milos of Chutzlar, it's not in Eretz Yisrael? So according to the Rambam has to hold like this, that in Eretz Yisrael, you have no right to make a Milos of the Yuchsin. You can make Milos of the Yuchsin first off. His mom's there for a Zayin HaLakayin, that any you shouldn't go about the road, you have to have trade rubies, various Milos of the Yuchsin. But to make a Milos of Yuchsin against the Jew, that Mikiradin, he's Neman Alatman, that he is Jewish. And then you're going to make a Chumra Midirabban to say that you're not allowed to marry him in Eretz Yisrael until you bring two Aidim other than himself to testify that he's Jewish. So the Rambam holds that you can't make such a Milos of Yuchsin in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the Ikar Makom of Tzir of Klal Yisrael. He's supposed to not be more lenient in accepting the Jewish status of individual Jews, not more lenient, but just leave it on Mikiradin. You don't introduce any Chumra. In Chutzalot, we're not so sure that we're Jewish because we don't live in Eretz Yisrael, so we're only second-class citizens. So when this fellow comes and he says that he's Jewish, then we introduce a chumah, my law of Yosef, prove that you're Jewish. We're not going to even though the Dimon HaTorah that you are believed, we introduce a chumah, the Rabban, prove that you're Jewish. We won't marry you, we won't let you marry our daughters until you'll prove so. But in Eretz Yisrael we have, that is the Palton Shel Melech, and that's the Yikam Malkam of Kuali Yisrael, to give the Rabban Shlomo Malchus. You have the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, so that there will be a nation, there will be a Numa Yisrael, that the Rebbe Shalom will be the boss, will be the king. If all the subjects leave the country, so what's the big deal? The Rebbe Shalom is the king in Eretz Yisrael with no subjects, with no avodah. So there's a mitzvah of all the Jews to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the more Jews you have in Eretz Yisrael, so the greater is the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Eretz Yisrael, there's the Yikatsiru of Klal Yisrael, so perhaps that's the Kavanah of the Rambam's Girsa that he quotes in the Gemara. They felt that it's not proper to introduce this Malos of the Yuchsin. They shouldn't be believed. They left it not that we're more lenient, Chalila, not lenient, but you left it on a din deraisa, that whoever is Alpidina Yisrael is Midrabbanim is also Yisrael. There's no chumra. The Gemara says that because Eretz Yisrael is the Taltan Shal Melech, therefore there's more Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael. Hashgacha Pratis is not spread evenly to all people. The Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim that there's more Hashgacha Pratis for Tzaddikim than there is for Rishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ragav Chassid of Yishmar. He protects and he defends the Tzaddikim more so than the Rishon. And the reverse direction also, Dein Mitzayga, Dein Aror, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaktik in Tzaddik of Kechut HaSaira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Tzaddikim for slight avers that they do, even if he would have been a Rashi, he wouldn't have been punished for that. We don't know how Rayyam Hazeb, what the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu was by the Meimur Ivor, for which he lost his opportunity to enter Eretz Yisroel. The Rachayim HaKadosh HaKadosh lists off all the 10 different shittas from the Rishayim, from the Mefarshim HaKadosh. But whatever it was a chet that was a dak min adak. It wasn't really a grob aver, it wasn't an aver agas. It was some kind of a dak and zik aver. If we would have done it, it would not have been counted as an aver at all. But since Moshe Rabbeinu was such a great tzaddik, he was so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king to punish him even for Dakar Zika Aver. So that's based along those lines of thinking, if one would assume that Hashgacha Pratis is spread evenly all over the world to all people evenly, so then everything is the same. But the Rambam says we see from Tanakh that it's not so. But there's more Hashgacha Pratis for Tzaddikim than there is for Rishon. The closer one is to Hashem Yisbarach, so the more he showers his Hashgacha Pratis. And that individual, Bein L'Tzadikim, Bein L'Roah. So the Rambam, so the Gemara says the same is true regarding Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz La'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really Melech of Eretz Kavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything that's happening all over. But the Psukim say regarding Eretz Yisrael, Eini Hashem Elokech Habo, Mereshus Hashonah, Barach Rishonah. So the Gemara says regarding rain in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara Tainas in the first parish says, based on that passage, regarding rain in Eretz Yisrael, of anything in Eretz Yisrael, there's more Hashgacha Pratis about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. Then there is a chutzlar. Doesn't mean that there's no hashgacha pratis in chutzlar. It means that those who live in chutzlar are more meruchet from Hashem Yisbar. Those who live in the Taltan Shel Melech are closer. Hamashal v'saber asoriz mashihi choyle l'shmaya. Hamashal v'melech v'asav adam. That those who are in his palace, he knows more what's going on and he exercises more control than those who live further away. And those who live further away from the Ir Abira, and those who live at the ends of his Medina, all the way in the corners of the Medina, he exercises less control over them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exercised, if he wants to, he could have given a Hashgacha Pratis to the same degree over all people. But he doesn't want to. The Tanakh tells us he gives more Hashgacha Pratis to Teva and Leroa on those who are closer to him and those who are further away. So based on this idea that there's more Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael, that's why the Torah has a din, and this is Kedria, is a din of Nigei Batim. Nigei Batim is a nest. That's how the Gemara understands. It's a nest in Hashanayim, either as a punishment for the person or as a reward for the person. Rashi quotes on some of this. Either it's a punishment that we don't want to give Nige Haguf right away. First we punish his house. First we want to get to do tshuva for his Lashon Hara, for whatever other Averis and all the stuff which Averis. So first we punish him on his house. And then if he still doesn't get to him, then we start making Nige Begodim. And then if he still doesn't get to him, then he should stop doing whatever that list of Averis are. Then we give Nige Haguf. So that Gemara holds that it's a punishment to the person. Rashi quotes another Gemara that it's a reward to the person, that the Amorian, the Knightim who used to live in Eretz Yisrael before the days of Yishuv Benun, used to hide fortunes of gold and silver and money in their homes when they heard Yishuv Benun is coming in. They wanted to hide it so that the Jews would never get their hands on it. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes you, so he's going to cause a negative taras in the house, you'll have to knock it down, and then you'll find all the riches hidden. So whatever it is, whether it's supposed to be a reward or it's supposed to be a punishment, if you follow the opinion of the Tanna that it never was and it never will be, Mar has an achleg satan, whether it never was. If it never was, never will be, so what kind of reason? What is that? If it's a punishment, it means that Banishlam said, I'm going to punish you, and he never did it. He threatened, I'm going to give you a patch. He was a good God and he didn't give us a patch. You understand? But if it's a reward, he says, I'm going to reward you, then it never gave you a reward. It's not fair. And some of the Tanna says it never was and never will be is of the opinion that it's a punishment. The other one can either hold a reward or a punishment, whatever. But whatever it is, it's clearly a nest in Hashemayim. It's not something b'derach ha-teva. If it's b'derach ha-teva, then it's not nigei batim. So this special modern nest, that's either for a schar or for oinish, whatever one should assume, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Nigei batim, the pasuk says, b'deis eretz moishu esteichem, b'deis eretz achuzaschem. The Gemara says, doesn't apply to chutz, doesn't apply to Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim lan ischal kol shvatim. Only applies to Eretz Yisrael. Why? They have to do with this, and you know, Hashgacha Pratis, that this special Hashgacha Pratis, this Nesun Hashanayim of Nigei Batim, only appears in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. Nebu is only Shari in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Moed Katan and Terapir, Hayo, Hayo, Dvar Hashem,
Now he has to believe on the Har Tivor. The Har Tivor is in Bavel. So the Muslim, how can you have in Vuv? But Bavel, the Navi gives the answer, Hayol Hayol. That first he had Shehoya Kvar. He already began to prophesy in Eretz Yisrael, and when he went into Golden Bavel, he continued to say Nevuah. Because Nevuah cannot begin to be sure on a person in the Chutzlar. It's because there's more Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael than Chutzlar. It's all based on this idea that Eretz Yisrael is the Palkan Shanah. We should be zeicha to see not only our cult of the Gula, we should be zeicha to see our Gemar HaGula, that even the president of our institution, and even those who oppose Medina Yisrael now should be happy with, and everybody should be murdered. That be a real based on English, it won't be a nice substance, it won't be anti-religious, won't be part of the people, it should be by religious people, the real Mashiach system.
According to the Rambam, like tomorrow, welcome to the whole thing.